welcome to installment 231 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. In today's portion, we will discuss positive commandment 108, which is Tumas Mei Nida, the impurity which can be conveyed by the waters of the Pada Aduma, which have had ashes from the red heifer added to them. On another occasion, we discussed the laws of Pada Aduma, the red cow or red heifer, which needed to be offered at the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Once the perfectly red heifer was found, slaughtered in a proper place and proper manner, and burned, and its ashes mixed with spring water in a precisely prescribed fashion, this water had the power of purifying a person who was tamei with tumas meis, who was impure as a result of contact with a dead body. This was the only way that such a purification could be effected. This tremendous power of the waters of the Pada Aduma to purify are described in works of Jewish mysticism as a result of its source, its being rooted in a spiritual realm which is capable of converting evil to good. Since it came from such a high spiritual source, therefore it could take the strongest impurity, the impurity of Tumas Meis, as a result of contact with a corpse, and take even such an impurity and bring it to a pure state of Tahara. These waters, however, had a paradoxical aspect. The same water which had such a purifying power could also render someone impure. And this tumah, the impurity, which could be conveyed by these purifying waters, is our commandment today, positive commandment 108, governing the laws of when these purifying waters can have the reverse effect, can actually make someone impure. The Rambam describes in his legal code the conditions governing when the water will purify and when not. This depends on what was the intent of the contact. Should the water be sprinkled on a person for the purpose of purification, then it will have its purifying effect. However, should it be sprinkled, shalei tzeirech, not for the purpose of hazah, not for the purpose of the purification process of the Pada Aduma, then the water will have the opposite effect. It will make the person impure. It will convey impurity to the person. This impurity is a severe form of impurity, an avatuma, as we have discussed on other occasions, that there are many levels of impurity. An avatuma is a source of impurity and is capable of making an individual impure and even vessels, kalim, impure. We learn that these waters of the Pada Aduma have such an intense power from a verse, as the Rambam quotes the pasuk, "V'hanoigeya b'mehanida yitma ada arev." Anyone who touches these waters will become impure until nightfall. And we know that the only type of impurity which can render an individual impure is an av hatuma, a source of impurity. And as we mentioned in yesterday's portion, the klal gadol, the general principle that Rambam gives, that any impurity which can affect a person can also affect kelim, can also affect vessels. This is incidentally why we are discussing this mitzvah at this point in time. Several weeks ago, we discussed this commandment governing the tumah, the impurity of menida, in relation to the laws of Pada Aduma. Now we are learning the laws corresponding to Hilchos Kelim, which sort of vessels can become impure. Since there is no one biblical commandment associated with the laws of Kelim, we are learning all the laws of Aveis Hatumais, all different sorts of impurity, which can render vessels impure. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam picks this mitzvah, which comes out in his order to be the last of the laws of impurity. The Rambam picks this mitzvah to trace back the sources in Chumash, in the written Torah and the oral Torah, where all of the laws are discussed. The Rambam tells us that there are 13 types of impurity, a total of 13, each of which is assigned its own separate positive mitzvah. These are the laws of Tumas Nevela, the impurity of the carcass of an animal, Sheret, any of the 8 specific sorts of animals mentioned in Chumash which have died, Tumas Eichlin, when food becomes impure, Tumas Nida, a woman having a menstrual period, Yoldis, a woman after childbirth, 3 types of Tzeras, commonly translated as leprosy, meaning the discoloration of a human being, or Tzeras Beged, a garment, or Tzeras Bayis, the walls of a house, which develop such discoloration. In addition, there are the laws of Zav and Zava, a man and woman who have an unnatural discharge from their bodies, Shichva Zera, when a man emits semen, and in addition, the last two are Tumas Mace, which we discussed again yesterday, the impurity of a dead body, and finally Tumas Menida, which is today's commandment, the impurity conveyed by the waters of the red heifer. The Rambam tells us that all of these laws derive from 4 parshas in the Chumash: Parshas Shmini, Parshas Azriya, Parshas Metzera, all of them in the book of Leviticus, and Parshas Chukas for the laws of Parah Aduma, which is in Sefer Bamidbar, the book of Numbers. The Rambam also refers to all the tractates of Mishnah, which explain all of these laws, and gives us a reference point for which to do further research. All of them are in the Seder, one of the 6 sections of Mishnah, known as Seder Taris. The laws of the impurity of foods are found in the tractates Taris, Machshirin, and Uktzin. Tractate Nida includes not only Nida, but the impurity of Zav, Zava, and Shichva Zera. Tractate Aleis discusses the laws of Tumas Mace. Tractate Para includes Para Aduma, the red heifer, and the laws of the impurity of Menida, today's commandment. The laws of Nevela and Sheret, of an animal carcass, or one of the 8 types of Shratim, do not have any particular tractate devoted to the discussion of them. Rather, they are spread out throughout various places, although the majority of these laws are found in tractates Kelim, Tares, and Idias. The Rambam concludes by referring to his commentary, Pirush HaMishnayos, his commentary on the Mishnaic Seder of Tares, and says that for further information regarding these laws, one can consult that commentary. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvos. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.